In today's news headlines, President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump have tested positive for the coronavirus. The explosive news came hours after Trump's close advisor, Hope Hicks, tested positive for the disease in a report that was leaked to Bloomberg News. Trump announced the news of his diagnosis in a late-night tweet on Thursday, saying, quote, "Tonight, FLOTUS and I tested positive for COVID-19. We will begin our quarantine and recovery process immediately. We will get through this together." According to the New York Times, officials at the White House have known about Ms. Hicks's likely diagnosis since Wednesday evening, when she traveled with the president aboard Air Force One to Minnesota for a campaign rally in Duluth. She apparently began exhibiting symptoms during the rally and traveled back with the president and his staff on Air Force One. Trump continued on to his golf course in New Jersey as though there was nothing wrong, despite being in close contact with a known infected person. There, he met with about 100 people, likely exposing all of them. But according to reports, Trump appeared lethargic, and later White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows reported that the president was experiencing mild symptoms. Here is Mr. Meadows responding to a reporter's question of whether the president was taking hydroxychloroquine, the unproven drug that he has long touted.
Describe his symptoms, and is he taking hydroxychloroquine?
Well, I'm not going to get into any particular treatment that he may or may not have. He has mild symptoms. As we look at that, the doctor will continue to provide expertise in the residence.
That's White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows responding to reporters' questions about Trump's positive COVID-19 test. Meadows was not wearing a mask. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, who shared a debate stage with Trump on Tuesday, where the president shouted nearly continuously for about 90 minutes, has reported testing negative for the virus. Biden has been careful about wearing masks and observing social distancing, which Trump repeatedly mocked him for even during the debate. In fact, Trump's entire family and entourage refused to wear masks while seated in the audience during the debate, openly flouting the rules of the event location. The Guardian reported that a Cleveland Clinic doctor in a white lab coat had even tried to approach Trump family guests, offering a mask. She was unsuccessful. Someone shook their head at her as she came close. Vice President Mike Pence has also tested negative, and some have raised the possibility of the 25th Amendment being invoked in case Trump's condition worsens. White House physician Sean Conley released an official statement confirming Mr. and Mrs. Trump's diagnoses. The next week will be crucial in determining how the virus's symptoms manifest in the president. One medical expert explained, just knowing that he's a male, over 70, and appears to be overweight, right away you can say he's in the high-risk group. The positive test result coming so close to the election, and with Trump already showing mild symptoms, likely means he will be unable to keep up with the hectic campaign schedule he had planned. Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel also tested positive for the disease on Wednesday and had been in close contact with the president over the past week. International reaction to Trump's diagnosis was mixed. Russian President Vladimir Putin sent Trump a wish of sincere support, while Chinese state media mocked him, saying that he, quote, paid the price for his gamble to play down the pandemic. Trump has repeatedly called COVID-19 the Chinese virus, and most recently the China plague. The stock market tanked a day after Trump's test result. The president's diagnosis is part of a worrying trend around the nation, with new cases of infection topping 40,000 a day. A new report stated that in August, 11 people tested positive at a Secret Service center in Maryland, where those protecting the president are trained. And the world's largest retailer, Amazon, just announced that more than 19,000 of its workers have tested positive. The number includes those working at Whole Foods, which is owned by Amazon. Alex Azar, the secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services, and a staunch Trump loyalist, testified at a House hearing on the government's coronavirus response on Friday. House Representative Jamie Raskin and other Democrats took him to task over reports of HHS's political interference with the CDC's approach to tackling the coronavirus and the overall HHS response to the virus.
We are the world's leader in absolute case count and absolute death count, and we are the world's leader, unfortunately, in COVID denialism and conspiracy theory. Has your plan been a success or a failure so far?
Congressman, it's not useful, productive, or appropriate to talk about success when dealing with...
Well, how are we going to decide whether to go forward with this plan or to adjust the plan or the
plans? We have saved, we think, millions of lives.
That's Congressman Jamie Raskin, who ironically was not wearing a mask while questioning Secretary Alex Azar. On the same day as the hearing, Politico reported that HHS had interfered in the FDA's oversight of COVID tests. In other news, the U.S. economy added 661,000 new jobs in September, a slowdown of the economic recovery from the pandemic. It was the third month in a row of slowing job growth. And yet no Republican lawmakers voted for the $2.2 trillion coronavirus relief bill that the House passed on Thursday, offering $600 a week in jobless benefits and a second round of $1,200 stimulus checks. It is unlikely that the Republican-controlled Senate will take up the bill, as Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell remains determined to instead focus on confirming Trump's Supreme Court nominee. The Trump administration has cut off all refugee entries into the U.S. At the same time, a federal judge has blocked a temporary ban on foreign worker visas that Trump enacted under cover of the pandemic. A family sponsorship visa ban remains in effect until December 31st. And First Lady Melania Trump was heard on a newly released tape complaining profanely about dealing with Christmas decorations at the White House in 2018, while dismissing the horrors of Trump's family separation policies aimed at immigrant children.
They say I'm complicit. I'm the same like him. I support him. I don't say enough. I don't do enough.
No.
I'm working like a ass, my ass.
I know.
Christmas stuff that, you know, who gives a f*** about Christmas stuff and decoration, but I need to do it, right?
Yeah, but 100%. You have no choice.
And then I do it, and I say that I'm working on Christmas, planning for the Christmas. And they said, oh, what about the children that they were separated? Give me a break. Where they were saying anything when Obama did that?
I know.
That's the voice of Melania Trump in conversation with a friend on the phone in 2018. The claim that the Obama administration separated families as well is misleading. According to factcheck.org, experts say there were some separations under previous administrations, but no blanket policy to prosecute parents and therefore separate them from their children. Governor Greg Abbott of Texas has come under fire for sweeping new changes to voting rules that limit the number of drop-off boxes for mail-in voting to one per county. In a state as vast as Texas, many denounced the governor for doing Trump's bidding in undercutting mail-in voting. State Democratic Party officials called it, quote, a blatant voter suppression tactic. And two conservative operatives face felony charges in Michigan in connection with robocalls that sought to mislead voters. According to the Washington Post, Jacob Wall and Jack Berkman were charged with four felonies of intimidating voters, conspiring to violate election law, and using a computer to commit a crime. Meanwhile, Trump blamed Congressman Ilhan Omar of Minnesota of fraud, lying that she was engaged in illegal ballot harvesting when she was not. And that does it for our news headlines.